What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We are reaching that portion in the NFL calendar where I call it list season. And boy, do we love to argue about random lists made up by people. I love it. I acknowledge it. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's one of my favorite things about summer sports talk radio is just arguing about people's lists. So this is actually a special list season. So with it being 2025, we're 25 years into the century. We are getting the quarter century teams. So ESPN has created one. This is their best 53-man roster. Rob, what I would like to do is let's go position group by position group and let's see what you think. At quarterback, they have the three quarterbacks. It's Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Patrick Mahomes. I don't think anyone can complain about those three quarterbacks on your team. Now, you might argue that Mahomes should be the starter on that team. I disagree with you, but that's neither here nor there. Those are the three. They have the honorable mention as Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. Do you think those have been the five best quarterbacks over the first 25 years of the century? I do think those have been the five best quarterbacks. I'm sure we'll start complaining at some point and start disagreeing and debating it. I don't really think there's much debate. I think those are the three best quarterbacks we've seen over the last 25 years. I think those other two are very worthy honorable mentions.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to nitpick there, you're nitpicking for nitpicking's sake. Like, that's just 1, 2, 3, and I guess even the practice squad guys, like, you can count that, are just, they nailed it. The first three of the 53, check, check, check.
At running back, oh, this is where we're going to start to argue. They have Priest Holmes as running back one over the last 25 years, followed by Christian McCaffrey, also followed by Derrick Henry. They have LaDainian Tomlinson as the honorable mention running back. Whew. Okay. Now, I know who I'm talking to, and I don't say this in any way to slight Priest Holmes, who I'm sure won you some fantasy football, and he had as strong of a 3-year stretch as any running back. I'm sorry. He was not better than Adrian Peterson in the 2000s. He was not better than LaDainian Tomlinson in the 2000s. You cannot have Priest Holmes as one of your top three running backs. In this instance, I don't care what the numbers say. Priest was thrown into maybe the most ideal situation ever for a running back. He had multiple Hall of Famers on his offensive line. Like, no! Priest Holmes has not been the best running back of the last 25 years. Again, I love Priest. We all love Priest. He's in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. I got nothing but respect for Priest Holmes. He's been the best running back of the last 25 years. I'm not buying it. The three should be Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, and Adrian Peterson. And then, I mean, we're not even throwing in Marshall Faulk, who could very easily be in this conversation. Priest Holmes being the best running back of the last 25 years is crazy to me.
I mean, if he had made like the honorable mention, like the same way Aaron Rodgers had, I would at least listen to it. He's not running back one.
Chiefs don't even think that he's running back number one. If they made, they're all century team. Like right now, if we did the last 25 years, well, if, Chiefs team.
Oh, are you talking about fans or the actual Chiefs?
No, I'm saying
better than Jamal Charles.
I agree with you, but I'm saying is if we walked around and we asked Chiefs fans who has been the best running back of the last 25 years, I do not think that Priest Holmes wins that conversation. So if he's not the best Chiefs running back of the last 25 years, you think he's been the best running back period over the last 25 years? No, thanks. Let's skip fullback. I'm not here to waste anybody's time. Now, here we go to wide receivers. You guys have been telling me Mike Evans. That's what you've been telling me. Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer, surefire, no doubt Hall of Famer. Let's see if he makes this list. These who they have is the six best wide receivers over the last 25 years. Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, T.O., Marvin Harrison, Justin Jefferson. They have the two honorable mention wide receivers as Antonio Brown and Andre Johnson. You cool with that? Or is there somebody you want to throw into the mix? Because Mike Evans wasn't even good enough to make honorable mention here, and we could probably keep going before we start to mention Mike Evans' name.
First off, but
really quick, we didn't even mention Larry Fitzgerald in this conversation, and Fitz was better than he was.
So first, two things. One,
here you go. I start putting on your cape.
Fitz should be in ahead of Andre Johnson. I know that's the honorable mention, so it doesn't really matter. But Fitz was better than Andre Johnson. That's neither here nor there. Secondarily, what random criteria is you have to be in the all quarter century ESPN team to be a Hall of Famer? Because every player just listed, I'm pretty sure, is a first ballot Hall of Famer. All of them. Maybe not Antonio Brown because he's.
He should be, though.
Yeah.
He should be.
His no is not because of his on-the-field problems. So Andre Johnson, I think, waited one wave. Everyone else is first ballot. You can be a Hall of Famer without being a first ballot Hall of Famer. It's not like there's a special, hey, you made it in the first ballot wing. In is in. And by the way, there are other good wideouts that played in the 2000s that are in the Hall of Fame that all... all that list. So yes, Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer. Do not turn this into a Mike Evans conversation.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm just saying that you guys passionately argue about the 19th best wide receiver the last 25 years. Just want to point that out. You're very passionate about him. Very passionate. All right, now let's go to tight ends. I think this, honestly, aside from quarterbacks, is the easiest position. It's the easiest one.
I think I know the three.
It's obvious.
The only one would be, I'm going to guess Gronk, Kelsey, Gonzalez.
Yep.
The only question would be Gates. Gates would have been the only question mark I had.
Yeah, or Kittle. It's those five. There are not any other five tight ends that you can argue over the last 25 years to be on this team. If we are saying is who have been the best players at their position over the last 25 years, that's the three. Gronk, Kelsey, Gonzalez. Shockingly enough, they actually have Gronk as the best tight end in the last 25 years. They have Kelsey at number two. You guys might actually kill me for this. I actually think healthy Gronk was better than healthy Kelsey. But what does it matter at this point? Kelsey, I think, has been healthy longer. I think he has been more productive for a longer period of time. I think it's kind of six in one hand, half a dozen in the other, but that's who they have as a three. Antonio Gates is an honorable mention. I don't have really any issues with that. You want to go past the offensive line? You want to skip past the O-line? Okay, I don't know if you want to argue offensive line.
I mean,
I'm here to argue offensive line. If you want to argue offensive line.
Is there an argue one? Because like, I'm trying to think of the – but Joe Thomas, Will Shields.
You know what? Why don't I just give you who they have as the starting
there
offensive line? Why don't we just do that? Left tackle, they have Joe Tooney. At left guard, Alan Faneca.
They have Joe Thomas.
Joe right? Thomas, my bad.
I was like, holy cow.
I saw JT, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Holy cow.
My bad. That's my fault there. Joe Thomas is the starting left tackle. They have Alan Faneca as the left guard. Kelsey as the center, Zach Martin as the right guard, Lane Johnson as the right tackle. That's who they have as the all 25.
That's probably
offensive
right.
line. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's probably right. Yeah.
Pass rushers: DeMarcus Ware, mm-hmm. Jared Allen, Miles Garrett, Julius Peppers.
Wow,
gets the last spot for pass rushers.
Von Miller.
He wasn't even the first name I thought of. How is T.J. Watt not on this list? I guess maybe putting him somewhere else. I must put him on like outside linebacker. Then it has to be where he is.
JJ Watt also, by the way.
No, I'm looking at the list right now. They have T.J. Watt as a practice squad, and they have Michael Strahan, too. You think Julius Peppers is better than Strahan?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm a little surprised that Julius Peppers is on this list. The reason they have him on here, and I did not know this, you know that Julius Peppers has the most sacks over the last 25 years? That's crazy. I would have never, if you had asked me who has the most sacks from 2000 to 2025, I would not have guessed Julius Peppers, number one. He has the most sacks. He also forced 51 fumbles while he was in the league. All right, I might be Julius Peppers. I might be the wrong party here. Julius Peppers might be a Hall of Famer. And I never think I thought of him in that way. But I didn't know he had the most sacks over the last 25 years. He has 160 sacks, 51 forced fumbles. He also was a six-time All-Pro, Julius Peppers. So I might not be aware of your game. Defensive tackles, they have three. Aaron Donald, Calais Campbell, and Chris Jones. Those are the three defensive tackles that they have. And at nose tackle, they have Vince Wilfork. They don't even have an honorable mention in his position. I think that about covers it.
When you think nose, maybe just me, when I think nose tackle, Vince Wilfork comes to mind. Like that's fine. No one else needs to be in that position.
Oh, this is what happened with J.J. Watt. Now that I'm scrolling down, we're doing the list. This is in real time. They put J.J. Watt as versatile defensive lineman. That's
okay.
Where they put J.J. Watt.
All right.
They put him in his own special category. That's what they did. All right, let me ask you this then. If you had to take somebody off of the earlier list, so J.J. Watt's on that list, and then for pass rushers, they had DeMarcus Ware, Jared Allen, Myles Garrett, and Julius Peppers. You have to remove one of those four. Who are you removing from the list to make room for J.J. Watt on this silly, we're just adding another player?
Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett's really good. J.J. Watt was better. Jared Allen's probably second as 1A, 1B, one pull him off the list.
I think I'm probably taking DeMarcus Ware off of that list. Either him or Jared Allen. Yeah, I actually probably think I'm taking off. This is close. I think I'm taking off Jared Allen for J.J. Watt now that if you're like forcing me to take one of them off the list. I mean, it's no question that J.J. Watt was better than Jared Allen, but I got to take one of those guys off the list. That's probably who I'm taking off the list. You ready for a linebacker? Ray Lewis, Bobby Wagner, Brian Urlacher, Levante David, and Luke Kuechly were the five linebackers on their team. They had Derek Brooks as honorable mention. I'm happy to see Luke Kuechly getting the love that he deserves. There has been no better. Just go get a bunch of tackles linebacker than Luke Kuechly. It's either him or Bobby Wagner as the two best in that category. I don't really think you can poke too many holes here at linebacker. Maybe you switch off Levante David and you put like Derek Brooks in that conversation, but at least those other four, I mean, those have been the four best linebackers, I think, over the last 25 years. At corner, they have Darrell Revis, Champ Bailey, Rondé Barber, Richard Sherman, and Patrick Peterson with Jalen Ramsey as the honorable mention pick at corner. Do you have any problem with the cornerback team?
No, I mean, Rondé Barber, the only one I have a slight question about.
Rondé was a dog. But Rondé, like, you want to talk about how good those defenses are?
It was Rondé.
You
yeah.
can't really run that Tampa 2 if you don't have somebody
and
as good as Rondé
say,
on like, the outside.
Rondé wasn't a one-on-one guy, but boy, in zone, did you not want to be anywhere around him.
All right, safety here. Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, certainly no arguing there. Brian Dawkins and Earl Thomas. They have Charles Woodson as honorable mention.
Woodson counting at safety is a little bit cheating, but okay.
I mean, you can't put him at corner. I'm not taking any of those corners off the team for Charles Woodson, that's just how strong that position
that's
is.
That's probably the. That's
and you know, I love Charles Woodson. I'm not taking Charles Woodson off for any of these other guys.
I mean, Woodson's a little bit funny money having him at safety, but I have no problem with that. I mean,
the only person I would even consider in that situation probably then is Rondé, is I'm taking Rondé
yeah,
off the team
one.
For him. But yeah, I mean, maybe you would take Patrick Peterson off, but that's about it. This safety one is actually pretty accurate too. Unless you're going to add Charles Woodson, unless you're taking Earl Thomas off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Offing your ad and Charles Woodson. They also have the kicker as Justin Tucker, and they also have the kick and punt returner, obviously Devin Hester. That was actually a pretty strong quarter century team there. I'm still stunned. I'm stunned that the number one running back they had on their team was Priest Holmes. Great player. Don't get me wrong. Priest Holmes was the best running back of the last 25 years. I'm not buying it. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk some baseball with former Reds general manager Jim Bowden will be on the show. What should the Royals do? We'll ask him next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
A little bit of breaking news here, and we'll be joined by Jim Bowden here coming up momentarily. Former MLB general manager, also does fantastic work for SiriusXM. The Buss family, they are entering an agreement where they are going to sell majority ownership of the Los Angeles Lakers. This has been evaluated at around $10 billion. They're selling majority ownership of the Lakers for $10 billion. The previous record was 6.1. That is how much the Celtics were sold for, and that was probably a year ago, maybe 18 months ago, that they got sold. I mean, that's by far and away the biggest number in the NBA. No team would come close to that. How many NFL teams do you think we would see sell for more than $10 billion? Certainly the Cowboys. I'm sure there's some other ones, the Steelers, if they were up. I'm sure there's a couple other ones, but $10 billion for ownership of your franchise is an insane number. So the Buss family, no longer in charge, they have sold to Mark Walter. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Jim Bowden, former MLB general manager. He also does fantastic work with Sirius. Jim, happy to have you join us today.
Carrington, thanks for having me.
Jim, I was just wondering if you maybe have $10 billion laying around, maybe me and you could have went in and bought the Lakers.
Well, if I had $10 billion, I would have bought the Lakers. I'm a big Lakers fan, have been my entire life, and I'm glad if the Buss family is going to sell, that they're selling to Mark Walter, because he certainly has proved during his ownership of the Dodgers that he knows what he's doing. He's not afraid to spend money. He's not afraid to make bold moves, and that's the kind of owner you want on your sports team. So if the Lakers are going to be sold, they certainly sold it to the right person.
So let's start here with the Royals. We'll kind of start macro, and then we'll kind of dive in a little bit more micro. it feels like not that long ago, sometime around this point last year in the summer, man, the Royals offense wasn't that bad. Bobby Witt was on fire coming out of the All-Star break. Salvi was having a great year. Vinny was playing pretty well pre-injury. Something has changed for this offense to now be ranked 29th. What are you seeing with the Royals offense that now has them one of the bottom worst offenses in the league?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, when you look at the Royals, I think we first have to talk about their pitching, because their pitching is top five out of the 30 teams. And I bring that up because I think it's extremely important to understand that if the Kansas City Royals can get offense, they can still make the playoffs. I know it doesn't look great, but they're only 2.5 games out of the wild card. And a lot of those American League teams are all bunched together. But when you have a top five pitching staff, all you got to do is score four runs a night and you got a shot. So I just want to start with that, because I think that's the most positive news. Now, Bobby Witt is not off to a great start. You know, it's funny, when I was writing an article last week on who belongs in the All-Star game, I was amazed at how many shortstops are having better years than Bobby Witt Jr., right? I still put Bobby Witt Jr. as my starter because he's the best shortstop in baseball. But, you know, for him, you know, on base 33% of the time, 9 homers and 39 RBIs and 38 runs scored. I mean, those are very low numbers for him. You know, I expect him to get hot, and I expect him to be the superstar he is probably the rest of the season. So I'm not worried about him at all. So you look at the offense around him. You know, Jonathan India was supposed to create traffic at the top. He really hasn't lived up to that. He's hitting .243, been on base 32% of the time. Salvador's had a slow start to the year, as we all know, hitting .240. He's had a couple of big home runs recently. Vinny Pasquantino's been up and down, does have 10 homers. I mean, but your big guys haven't lived up to what the expectations are. And I'm not worried about them. It's a slow start. It happens. It does. And if you remember a year ago, on this date, we were talking about how far back the Houston Astros were. And I kept telling people, don't worry, by the trade deadline, they'll be in first place, and they were. I'm not going to say that for the Royals, but I do think that their big guys aren't hitting. Now, that being said, I thought they made the right move bringing up Jack Caglione, but he hasn't done what we expected yet, right? I mean, we're still waiting on his first homer. He's sitting under the Mendoza line. Again, I think the more he plays, the more he gets confidence, he could get hot and all of a sudden start going yard. But when your big boys aren't doing it and you bring up a rookie and out of the gate he gets off to a slow start, that equals struggle bus. So I think what J.J. Piccolo has to do at this point is try to find some more offense in trades and then get their own guys going. And again, I think they will. I think you have too many talented hitters led by Bobby Witt, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, and I do believe in Caglione. And if those guys get going, you know, you're going to start scoring runs. And if you have a top five pitching staff, you can easily go on a run and win 10 out of 13 or 15 out of 20.
Right now, we're talking to Jim Bowden, who is a former general manager. He also does fantastic work with Sirius. Jim, I am curious, as somebody who has done this, when do you start to get kind of worried about the slow start? Because I guess maybe my hesitation is some of the things that you have said, we've kind of said here in Kansas City. We said that in April. We said that in May. We now sit here in the middle of June, and the Royals are 29th in offense. The only team that they've scored more runs than are the Pirates. So you start to wonder, I mean, we're almost at the midway point. We're 8 days away from the midway point of the baseball season, and their offense has been bad. When do you start to worry as a general manager? When do you start to worry of, hey, maybe the offense isn't going to turn itself around?
Well, you know, I look at the team and I say we need more home run power. I mean, we need some of that outside and we need more some of that inside, because this team doesn't at the long ball. I know Kauffman Stadium's tough to go yard, but, you know, you're concerned when your own players aren't living up to their accustomed level. But the Royals aren't the only team that are dealing with that. The Texas Rangers are having a mirrored type season that the Royals are, right? They're a top pitching team, even better than the Royals, and they're not hitting. And they have a bunch of players like Corey Seager and Marcus Semien and Adolis Garcia that aren't hitting either. So, you know, that's why we play 162 games, and that's why it's streaky. You know, I think the bottom line, you have to take a deep breath and you have to say, where are we in the standings? And the reality is you're 2.5 games out of the wild card spot, right? You're 11.5 behind Detroit. It's going to be tough to catch Detroit because they have a better team. So But in terms of wild card, you got a whole bunch of American League teams bunched in. So I don't think you give up. I just think you keep grinding. If your guys get hot, I mean, even if you won five in a row, you'd be sitting there right now at what, 40-38? I mean, it's pretty easy to quickly get hot. I know it's tough to watch it every night. Someone like yourself, Carrington, that's covering it on a nightly basis and you're watching this offense not do it, it can be frustrating. I totally get it. But you have to ask yourself if you believe in the core, and I think it's hard to not believe in Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pascantino, Salvador Perez, and I think Michael Garcia is a good player. I think Jonathan India is a better player than what we've seen. And if Caglione all of a sudden gets hot and does what he does in the minor leagues, I mean, you could see how quickly even what you have gets turned around. And maybe it just takes one trade. Maybe it's a trade to get a big bat that all of a sudden takes the pressure off of everyone else, puts a charge in the clubhouse, and then boom, everyone starts to go. But the good news is you got the pitching and the defense, both starters and bullpen, to stay in this thing the whole way with a chance. So got to find a way to get your guys going, and you got to, you know, look really hard at the trade front to see if there's offense you can pick up somewhere.
Right now we're talking to Jim Bowden. He is with SiriusXM. He's a former Major League Baseball general manager. You've mentioned the possibility of the Royals going out there and kind of putting a package together to kind of bolster the offense. That's a talk that we have certainly had here. What are you kind of looking at that could potentially be available? There's not a lot of teams that are out of it, so to speak. So I think there's going to be a handful of teams that are looking. I don't know how many teams are going to be selling off pieces here as we get closer to the deadline.
Well, I mean, that's a good point, because we're going to have to wait, you know, we're going to have to wait 5 weeks until we get after the All-Star game and closer to the deadline, because the teams that have the bats to sell, you know, basically right now are still buyers, right? The Baltimore Orioles are still buyers, and they've got Ryan O'Hearn that would be a difference maker in your lineup as an example. You know, I think if you look at the other teams like the Arizona Diamondbacks, you know, they're going to potentially have Eugenio Suarez available, which he's got, what, 21 home runs. Right now they're still going for it. But, you know, I think we have to look at this thing again, that when you get down to the end of July, to see what other teams are going to sit there and sell. But the other thing that you can do is you can dangle one of your top catching prospects. And I know you don't want to do it. I get it. But Blake Mitchell, Carter Jensen, you know, they have significant trade value, and there's a lot of teams looking for catching. For example, the Tampa Bay Rays' number one goal at the trade deadline is to get a long-term catcher. Well, you guys have two you can offer them if they want one of the two, and they're both legit top-type prospects. And it's possible they would be willing to offer one of their bats off their major league club to be able to get their long-term solution at catcher. So it doesn't always have to be waiting for buyers and sellers. It can be contender and contender. So I think that's what you have to look at. But there's going to be guys dealt. I mean, Lewis Robert Jr. of the White Sox is going to be traded at some point. And I know he's had a down year. He's hitting under 200 too, but he's 2 years removed from 38 homers and 20 steals. And a change of scenery certainly would give him a boost. So, again, I think patience is what you have to do. I you know, the Rafael Devers trade was an exception to the rule. We're not going to see a lot of those, but by the time you get to the end of July and we get close to the trade deadline, there will be bats available, and the Royals have to be sitting there and doing their homework and being aggressive to try to find it, and be willing to use the farm system and trading one of those catchers to go get the bat they need.
I'm looking at Seth Lugo's contract. After this season, he has a player option. I don't think he'll opt into that. Maybe he'll try to play free agency and try to get himself some more guaranteed dollars. Is he a player from a Royal sense that you'd be very interested in moving? Because it sounds like you'd be kind of, I don't want to say all in, but you certainly would be in favor of making a move to try to go grab one of those wild card spots. Meanwhile, you have this player in Seth Lugo who could certainly get you something back, but is obviously going to take away from your rotation. How do you handle Seth Lugo as we are 4 or 5 weeks away from the deadline?
I'm right now I buy, and I'll readdress it on July 28th. But if I'm still 2.5 games out on July 28th, I'm going for it. That's it. I want to try to win for the Royals fans. And if you can get back into October baseball where anything can happen, and if Reagans can get healthy and you're sitting there with Bubich and Lugo and Walker and Cameron, I mean, you got the pitching to run the table if you score enough runs. So there's a pathway there. And there's a pathway with some of the, you know, as we talked about, some of the hitters that are there should be doing better. You know, and I know, you know, I have Matt Quatrero, the manager of the Royals, on my show at 11 a.m. Eastern every Sunday. And I know he bristles if I bring up, do you need to make a hitting coach change? And I understand that, right? It's he's loyal to his group, and I get that. But we do have to kind of look at this and try to figure out, why do we have so many hitters that aren't living up to their accustomed level and the expectations the Royals have, while JJ is sitting there trying to see what other bat they can bring in? So it's kind of a twofold problem that they need to address, but there's talent there. You're 2.5 games out. I'm not selling Lugo in June, and I'm not selling him at the All-Star game. Let's see how we play it at the end of July. And look, if they go the other direction and they start to drop out of it, then sure. Sure, you got to consider selling. Selling to the point of, hey, can we get someone to help us win in 26, 27, and 28? But this team, to me, you know, when I look at the other potential playoff teams, the Toronto Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners and the Rangers and the Guardians and the Twins and the Red Sox, they're all bunched together. So whoever gets hot are the teams that are going to get there. But the Royals are in that conversation with all those teams I just mentioned.
Right now, we're talking to Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball general manager, does great work with SiriusXM. Last thing here, Jim, and we appreciate your time. You mentioned it a bit earlier about Jack Caglione. He is currently hitting 213 with a 229 on base percentage. He has played 12 games. He has yet to hit a home run in a Royals uniform. What are you seeing from him right now? I don't think it should be that surprising that he's off to a little bit of a slow start. We're talking about a guy who played, what, 60 games down in the minors, a guy who was just in the College World Series last year. There was always going to be some adjustment. What are you seeing from him early on in his first handful of games?
I'm seeing a rookie player that's seeing major league pitching for the first time in his life, and he's seeing it every pitch, every inning. That's what he's seeing. And he's never seen it before. And so it's an adjustment, and you have to adjust. If you remember when Aaron Judge was first brought up by the New York Yankees, that first year, he struck out 50% of the time. I'm not exaggerating. It was 50% of the time and hit under 200. That's what he did. And the next year, he took off. Mike Trout did not hit his first cup of coffee in the big leagues with the Los Angeles Angels. So a rookie will be a rookie will be a rookie. That being said, we've seen Caglione hit a lot of balls really hard right at people. So sometimes you look at the numbers and they're a little bit deceiving. When he gets hot, watch out. You know, he was dead. He was so hot when he was brought up. And then all of a sudden, you know, he was used to, you know, success. He's never failed in his life. This is the first time he's ever failed, but it's a small sample size. And again, he's going to get hot, just like Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get hot. And he's going to do serious damage. I said this a year ago when the Royals drafted him. I said he's Matt Olson. That's who he is at the plate. He's Matt Olson. So you go look up at the damage Matt Olson did in his career, both in Oakland and Atlanta. That is exactly what Jack's going to be. He's going to be 30 home runs. He'll hit 40 home runs one year. Like he's that good. Be patient. Let him go. He'll get going. Just going to take time. And when he does, watch out.
And that is Jim Bowden joining us on the show today. He's a former Major League Baseball general manager with the Reds. He also does great work for SiriusXM covering baseball. Jim, great stuff. You know what? Royals fans needed this bit of optimism. Royals fans have been down. The Royals lost every game of a homestand last week, so they needed somebody like you today to come on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Carrington. I really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Absolutely. That is you, too. That is Jim Bowden joining us on the show today. Sometimes you just need an outside voice to step in. That's what you need. I will say, just listening to him talk, Rob, and tell me if you heard this a little bit differently. I think you heard the general manager side of it. Hey, we still got a shot. We still got a shot. Look at our rotation. Our rotation has been good. If these things come together, we still have a chance. Like, I think it's hard for you to turn that part of your brain off. And that is definitely the glass half full side of looking at the Royals. And a lot of you still see it that way. I'm kind of on that side. But I think where he and I maybe disagree a little bit is, hey man, if you've been hitting like this for 75 games, I don't know why I should believe that games 80 through 110 are going to be any different. What he just said about the Royals and about the pitching and about waiting for the offense to come around, we have said almost every single day of the baseball season. They've been playing baseball for almost 3 months now. Hey, man, look at the pitching. Look at the bullpen. Look at this. If the Royals' big three can, if the Royals' hitting can, if they can, it hasn't happened consistently. It hasn't so far this year. So if you want to, I guess, explain the why the Royals should still be aggressive, why the Royals should go out and be buyers, I don't think you have to look very hard to find it. But what I do think that the extra wild card spot does, and we see this happen in the NFL, it happens in baseball, is that third wild card gives you a false sense of security and makes you think that your team is better than what they actually are and that they've been performing better. Because at this point, there's no one that's really eliminated from that in the American League. It's basically only the White Sox and the Orioles. Everybody else is still around the mix. Now, sure, there's degrees of it. The Royals are not in the mix the same way that the Yankees are, the same way that the Tigers are, but they are still absolutely in it in the wild card. There's going to be some teams that have that realization. I mean, yeah, we're three games out of the wild card. Maybe we could go for it, but you know what? Now's not our time. Let's start to transition to next year. Every team that is in the Royals position is not going to be buyers at the deadline. Sure, some will, some won't. Some will be sellers. Last year, the Tigers were sellers. Now, they still ended up making the postseason, but the Tigers ended up selling parts and then just, oh, wait, hold on. We actually got a chance of making the postseason. So I do think that's something to keep in mind when you hear someone like that talk. You'll never be able to turn that part of your brain off. Well, hey, we got the pitching. We can do this. We can do this. Hey, we can turn things around. Yeah, but sometimes your 500 team is just a 500 team. They're not going to be much better or much worse. Sometimes your 81-win team is just an 81-win team. Your 8-9-win football team, there is no combination that gets them to be 11-6. They're just an 8- or 9-win team. I think we are waiting to see definitively if that's going to be the case for the Royals. Let's keep this conversation going. We'll also get to the hits coming up at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with C-Dot on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. I got sidetracked a bit. I'll get back on track, but I do want to know this. 913-586-7965. So, Rob, we have these YouTube, Instagram videos that we have to record. It was a would you rather. And the question was, would you rather have an NBA team or NHL team? Now, I think you guys have listened to the show enough to know that what side of the aisle that I'm on when it comes to this. Rob is actually on the neither side and thinks that the T-Mobile Center, Sprint Center is fine just the way that it is. This is my question. Why do some of you guys want a hockey team? I don't understand. Now, I know that we used to have a hockey team back in the day, the old Kansas City Scouts. But if you're a 34-year-old, you have never had a Major League Hockey team. We're not really a hockey place. It's not really a sport that a lot of Kansas Cityans grew up playing or actively participating in. Certainly not like basketball or baseball or football or one of those kind of things. I don't really get the appeal of hockey in that sense. I'm not saying hockey's bad in any way. I hear a lot of people say it's tough for them to get into the NBA because they don't have a team to root for. Even though you cheer for a college that sends guys pretty routinely to the NBA, seems like I would just find one of the teams they play on and cheer for them. I don't really even get the appeal of what would be cool about hockey. It's not really something that you guys watch.
I think the appeal, and I'm not trying to defend it because I don't know, is that there is a, like in all sports, there's a different intensity to playoff hockey, and that's when people watch it. Because it's usually in May and June when it's just regular Royals season.
Watching it? Because right now, I mean, the most recent game of the Stanley Cup got 1.6 million Americans that watched it. You guys don't watch hockey, and that's perfectly fine. I'm not saying you gotta watch hockey. You're only interested in hockey when it is international competition. If it is just regular Blackhawks against the Golden Knights, you do not care about it. And again, that's fine. But so like now it's like, you want a hockey team? Why? I'd rather not have a team than have a hockey team if those are my two options. For everything that you said, for the most part, every major like arena concert, we get the major artist. I wouldn't go to the hockey game. I think the hockey team would kind of be like how Sporting is, that people are very much into Sporting. But I would say Sporting is still very much a niche sport, right? It's a niche sport. Nothing wrong with that. The MLS has grown tremendously over the last decade or so, but no one thinks that the MLS is the popularity of the other sports. That's just kind of how I think hockey would be. I think it'd be really cool early on. It's new. It's different. You get a chance to go out there. It'd be really cool, kind of like how Sporting was. And then over time, you just gravitate to the things that you like the most. And hockey's just not one of those things.
I think hockey would also have to – you'd have to do to hockey what I think you need the WNBA. I don't know hockey would be popular enough to fill up the T-Mobile Center. If they build a new arena somewhere in town, which – I mean, that there's just very little chance that happens. But let's just say they do build an arena in town, a smaller arena. I think the NHL could be popular the way a WNBA team would be popular here. But what does the T-Mobile hold for hockey? Let's say this basketball for the same conversation. 18,000? They're not getting 18,000 out there a night unless you get a smaller arena, which is basically at this point what the Mavericks are, the Independence Event Center or whatever it's called now. Like, I think if it had a small arena that had like a cool environment, it could be popular, but it's not getting 18,000 a night.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, CDOT, the Blades, they were cool. You want to know why you really liked the hockey games when you were a kid? It's because you were a kid. There's a hockey team right now you can go see. Independence Event Center. I've been out there. It's fun. You know what? You're not seven anymore. So yeah, the Blades games are really cool. When your dad used to take you when you were 9, yeah, it was really fun to go to the Blades games. Do you go to the Blades now? Because you can go see them. Independence Event Center, I've been out there. It's fun. Stadium's real nice. You can get cheap tickets. You can sit right up on the glass. Yeah, it's great. It's great to go. You guys aren't that into hockey, and that's okay. It's fine. You don't have to be that into hockey. You guys kind of did that with NASCAR. You remember, Rob, when NASCAR first, when they first built the Speedway, tickets, $200, $300. You can't give NASCAR tickets away now. That's how the hockey would be. We're not a NASCAR area. That's okay. It's fine. You guys like pro wrestling. Let WrestleMania come here. Be 80,000 people out of Arrowhead to go see that. Yeah, I don't really get it. I feel like that's one of those things that people just hate the NBA for whatever reason. There's a million reasons why I think people hate the NBA. We don't have to get into it. You would not rather have a hockey team than a basketball team. You want to know how I know? Because you guys really like basketball. You like basketball so much, there's a College Basketball Hall of Fame in downtown Kansas City. It has hosted more Final Fours than any city in America. You really like basketball. You don't really like hockey like that.
I'm curious what the pro numbers are, if we could pull Kansas City for what they're watching. Because you say no one watches hockey. I don't like this answer. I'm not saying this is a good thing. I don't think Kansas City watches the NBA at all either. Like, I think that's one of the reasons why Kansas City is going to get skipped for both. There is no appetite in town for either. Like, so yeah, you're right. No one watches hockey. It ain't like people are watching the NBA in town. It's like background fodder. Now, I agree with you. People like basketball, but I'm curious if it was like the Kings. I'll just pick the Kings for the sake of the history. If the Kings were back in town and Mizzou was playing KU, no one's watching the Kings game when those two are playing, or when K-State's playing Iowa State. Like, that's the reason I think basketball will succeed, and I still think that same thing happens for hockey. Hockey games are played in December. Carrington, what would you rather? You're a bad example. Average fan, they'd rather go watch K-State basketball take on Baylor than the Kansas City Explorers take on the Blues. It's just, there's no interest in it.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, comparing the MLS to the NHL is crazy. The NHL has the best talent in the world. MLS has nowhere near the top talent. I'm not comparing the two sports. I understand that the NHL is a better product. I'm saying is I think the way that it would be treated locally would be very similar. I think it'd be very similar. I think sporting, there's no question that sporting is popular. There's no question that sporting has a devout fan base of people that love and go out there and support Sporting Kansas City. But I also think that it's kind of in its own bubble. It's in its own niche. We don't cover it the same way that we cover the Royals or cover the Chiefs or cover the college teams. It's kind of its own thing. That's just kind of how I think we would treat the NHL. It'd be cool to have it. You go out there a couple of times. Going to Sporting Kansas City games are a lot of fun. You know, I don't know a whole lot about soccer. I like going out there. Go out there once, twice a year. That's just kind of how I think hockey would be. We got to be honest about the kind of sports town that Kansas City is. This is the kind of sports town that Kansas City is. You have an unconditional love for the Chiefs. You have an unconditional love for your individual colleges, and you also love it when the Royals are good. Outside, and I would say Kansas City is very patriotic whenever it is time to be. The Olympics, the World Cup, when it is time to support the United States, go crazy. There's not really a lot of other support for those other things, and it doesn't have to be. But I just don't believe, especially I don't think there's a lot of markets that are very passionate about hockey. I don't think Kansas City is one of those markets. So whenever these conversations come up, oh, we want a hockey team. No, you don't want a hockey team. You want a hockey team that's going to play in the middle of football season and then into the baseball season. I just don't think that team would be nearly as popular as people think. I think the newness would eventually wear off, as it kind of did the first time, and then they moved. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the top stories. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.